The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, there's a new term in the language. We've already had mansplaining and manspreading and man flu. Now we have man-keeping, and it's not about your dating life, it's about your man, all right, and about the burden that you as a man may be to her. To explain it all, I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Man-keeping.
Man-keeping. I think first off, it's really important to say that it's not a derogatory term. I think, you know, it can be picked up that way, but I think of it more in the kin-keeping kind of sense, you know, that women in the past were always involved with, you know, forming the bonds, you know, within family, maintaining them and minding them. And in a way, that's what this arises out of. Is there a dynamic going on now in relationships where there is a greater sort of burden on the female in the piece, if you like, to initiate the social connecting and the emotional kind of processing? And is that being done on top of all of the other things that women's roles have now, you know, taken on board? And I think that's where this dynamic is. And that's why I think it's useful to say it out and to kind of focus on it a little bit.
Now, the idea of, you know, the social life and all of that being organised by the woman, there is a perception that the women actually enjoy doing that.
Yes, and I think they do. And I think we're, you know, we're completely mindset for
I mean,
that.
I'll give an example. Me making an arrangement to meet a pal for a pint will take approximately 30 seconds on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
For the other half, it might take 30 minutes.
But look at all the connecting she's getting done in the meanwhile.
Yeah.
You see, that is part of the dynamic. You're absolutely right. You see, men connect with purpose. Women connect anyway. So there is this sort of, we've heard a lot recently about, you know, the friendship recession, you know, post-COVID, and a lot of, you know, as people invest more and more in their relationships, and in a way, that's the way sort of life is going, that we're becoming more focused on our individual relationships from the time when relationships were more, if you like, broader, bigger, you know, family orientated. They're a little more focused. And I do think there's something in this, because men are, there's a lopping demand of men too. They're being asked to be, as they say, better all the time. And what that better, what shape that better takes isn't exactly clear. Clearer for perhaps men your age, you know, but less clear for the younger generation. And I think that, sorry, I hope you don't mind me saying it, putting it that way, but as we're in the same age group. But I think that it is an issue for younger men in how are they supposed to be better? So they try to be very emotionally present. They try to be available to their partner, but in so doing, and then of course children come along and they have to be even more available, correct and proper. But where is the balance in terms of the social and emotional connecting that they do for themselves that is male orientated and that feeds that, if you like, side of them?
Okay, it used to be you'd be allowed to go down to the pub a few nights a week.
That doesn't really happen now, does it?
No.
In marriage. In certainly in young marriage.
And when I say you'd be allowed, you would almost have to ask permission. Isn't that probably a fair assumption? Or did people take it for granted? Monday, Friday, Saturday, I'm in the pub and she can meet her mates or whatever.
You see, I think it's almost like the reset hasn't happened or the new equilibrium hasn't happened. It's like we're rewriting where we both need to be all the time. And I think as women become immensely busy, and I mean, obviously, I'm a woman, so I know this. They're carrying full time jobs. They're often now the greater provider financially. But this whole term of provider, I think, needs to be rethought. You know, what are you providing actually? You know, what are we both providing into the building of a family situation and the relationship situation? Because it's not just money anymore, you know, and it's providing this emotional stability, this safety.
But if you take the stereotype of that the lads want to go down to watch the match.
Yes.
Now, they watch the match with one eye and the other eye's on the pint and the chat with the fella next to them.
And that's what works.
And that works for them.
Yes.
But it's not necessarily understood by other people that that is.
By women, do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm saying they do other things.
We do other things, yes. And those things are fine. And I think it's about respecting that difference. You know, women would often say to me, oh, but, you know, he never talks about his feelings, or he hasn't talked about this grief. And I would say, but men do it differently. Like they do. They don't need to sit down actually and tell you everything about how they feel. They do work it out slightly differently. And I think we have to respect that difference. And this is also part of the friendship difference, if you like, that we connect, women connect at the hairdressers. You know, I had a situation the other day, an appointment. I felt like I knew the girl by the end. You know, it's a very, women do really connect through those kind of, you know, shared kind of shoppings, moments, things like that. Men do it also, of course, with sport. But I think we have to accept that it's really important for relationships to thrive and families to thrive, that in fact, the burden mustn't be, which is what the man-keeping kind of issue is about, that the burden of socialising and the burden of deciding cannot be left to one person, because everybody's well-being in many ways is affected. That's part of what this is about.
OK, so if someone is using the term man-keeping, obviously they do feel it's a bit of a burden.
Yes, because I think the truth is, this has come out in both dating and in longer term relationships, that there is a kind of a burnout, because what happens is one person is really carrying not just the socializing, i.e. like arranging, that's just one level. The other is, if the man in the piece, if he is only relating to the woman in his life, and he's not relating an awful lot to other men, or indeed other women or other friends, well, then what's happening is the emotional load is really resting in the home. It's resting between the two all the time. So it's not getting dissipated. It's not getting shared out. It's not getting bounced off somebody. You know, the way you'll over a pint, over a drink, or over a game of tennis, you'll say, you know, I've had an awful week. Oh, my God. You know, and you kind of let that out somewhere. But instead, it's all happening in the home. That's why the burnout is happening. And it can turn the relationship from being a more dynamic thing into a more parent-child thing, you know, dynamic into something that's a bit more like caring, as opposed to the dynamic that should be there.
All right. So what to do?
Well, naming it, I think, is important, you see. And I think that's why I say at the outset, it's really not a negative thing. It's about saying that friendship is important, socialising is important, and you need to acknowledge that you each must play a part in that, and you must carry your own load. You must make sure you have enough in your life so that your partner is not in any way just having to carry your, you know, that you don't overly lean on that other person, because that will burn a relationship out. I think on top of that, I think that the person who is receiving too much should acknowledge it too. In other words, they need to recognize that their partner needs more than them. And I think we all feed into this a little bit, you know, by saying, I need you home more, and I need you here more, and, you know, I need you to step up. We hear an awful lot of that. But we also need you to step out, ring your friends, text your friends, get out there and be out there, and let's facilitate it for both sides of the relationship.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.